Earlier this hour, we heard vocalist Renee Marie and her band at work on a new tune called You Can't See Me.
Oh, I'll play that short.
That rehearsal was the first and last chance to practice the song before an important gig at the jazz club Blues Alley in Washington, D.C. David Schulman was there for the moment of truth.
In the main room at Blues Alley, there's a bandstand with a baby grand. Dizzy Gillespie played here, so did Sarah Vaughan. But upstairs, things aren't so fancy. Renee Marie's dressing room is the size of a decent closet. She's wearing loose-fitting but elegant clothes. The guys in the band don't really have a dressing room. They've got nowhere to go, so they loiter in the hallway, telling stories to stay loose.
The lady's dog was sitting here, and I stepped on the dog, and he was like, ah, and then I went like this, and I knocked everything off the fridge, and I went to pick it up, and I came back and smacked my head on the table.
Guests come upstairs, trying to find the toilet. Renee helps out.
I'm looking for the bathroom?
Okay, yeah. Right.
It's the door around the corner.
Okay.
Blues Alley is one of Renee's favorite clubs. She was offered her record contract here. But tonight, she's anxious about her new song. Renee and the band only rehearsed it once, and since then, she's made a few changes. It all has to come together tonight.
I'm nervous about it, but maybe I shouldn't be changing the lyrics, but it feels right to do it. I'll have to take them up on the stage with me. I don't have any comfort around this situation at all. I think I'll feel better after it's over.
And now, please welcome to the Blues Alley Bandstand, Max Jazz recording artist, Miss Renee Marie.
Compared to her band, Renee Marie is the smallest thing on stage, but she's in control. Renee opens the set with a hard swinging number, Deed I Do. She gets the crowd singing along to A Hard Day's Night. She hushes the room with I Love You, Porgy. It's as if she's priming the audience and herself for the big moment. Finally, the time comes for You Can't See Me.
This is our first time doing this song. That's why I'm so nervous about it. I'm really nervous. Don't know, but I will use your reaction as a gauge. So.
Renee and the band spent a lot of time at the rehearsal working out the groove. She wanted the implied feel of hip-hop. Tonight, Renee's found a new way to tell bass player Elias Bailey what she's after.
He's an aggressive driver. I've ridden with him for an extended period of time. And he punches the gas pedal. He knows how to maneuver in and out. And that's what I want him to do, is punch the notes. I don't want it to sound pretty. I want it to sound edgy.
In rehearsal, Renee liked it when drummer Howard Curtis thought of Latin percussion. So tonight, he's rigged his kit with a rack of wood blocks. Pianist John Toomey plays with more freedom than he did in the rehearsal. He sometimes adds musical comments to Renee's lyrics.
I'm tickling your fancy with words and harmony.
On the bandstand, Renee and the musicians rely on things they've worked out. But the energy on stage also comes from things you can't practice, like the way they all respond to a live crowd. It's a small club, and Renee doesn't let the applause speak for itself. She wants to make sure people haven't taken her lyrics the wrong way.
You're offended? Come on up here, you won't be offended for long. So you were right there with me, weren't you? Maybe you can see me. I don't know.
After the set, Renee makes her way through the crowd.
Come on, baby. I like her new tune, too.
Back upstairs, she describes how it felt to play her new song live for the first time.
Ooh, it went great, better than I expected. But after we did the first tune, I didn't have any worries because the guys, thank you. The guys were just, thank you so much. Man, they came out hitting hard, didn't they? Howard, if it wasn't for you, let me just say, I am so glad. Man, you sounded fantastic.
Oh, thanks.
We did the first tune. And I turned around and saw you grinning. I thought, okay, all is right with the world. All is right with the world. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For NPR News, I'm David Shulman in Washington.
You can follow Renee Marie's creative process in depth on NPR's new In Rehearsal web show. It's got video, interviews, live performances, and raw sound of Renee and the band at work. It's on the website at npr.org. Our story was produced by Steve Lickteig with help from Petra Mayer and edited by Walter Ray Watson.
And I start floating, drifting, untethered as I am.